Welcome to Legal Talk with attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Auto accidents, DUIs, slip and falls, each one can change your life. But the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys at Flesh and Beck Law relieve your legal burden. Whether you need to heal from an injury or protect your future in a criminal matter, the legal team at Flesh and Beck Law is prepared to defend your rights. Now, here's Legal Talk with your host, Scott Whatley, and attorney Kevin Flesh.
Welcome to Legal Talk. Thank you so much for being with us. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you joining us each week here for Legal Talk, brought to you by Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886 is the number. The website is fleshlawfirm.com. That's F-L-E-S-C-H lawfirm.com. And always good to have attorney Kevin Flesh in studio. How are you, sir?
We're good. I'm good. Everything's well.
I'm ready for some sunshine. It's been a nice change, a little bit, to have some snow and all,
yeah.
But man.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, some 40s Dallas or 50s
boy.
Would be great.
Right. It's still winter. Still
it
in
is.
Denver.
For
high
sure.
Desert. Yep. Yep. No, I hear you. I get it. At least we're not in the Midwest where it's going to be dreary for another 3 months yet.
Oh, so. Man. I know. We live in a beautiful state, though.
We really do.
If
you've grown up here or you've been here a long period of time, you sort of take it for granted until you start traveling around. I got two kids that are back in the Midwest, and they've grown up here, and they're like, wow, first of all, it's a lot colder because there's a lot more humidity. And second of all, the sun doesn't actually give off any heat.
Yeah, it's just there.
It's just there for light. And so when they get those days where there's no sun and all clouds, and they're like, oh, Dad, this is bad news. And we are. We're really lucky. And that's the reason that I moved here almost 30 years ago was because of the mountains and all of the things that we do. We still have four seasons, but, sure. You know, this time of year it does get a little... we're still in winter, so February will be much better, and then we'll get a ton of snow in March, so that's just how it goes.
Absolutely. Well, hey, we thought we were going to kind of kick off our shows here for the year, kind of explaining a little bit about personal injury and claims, how they work once you get an attorney, why get an attorney, but then how it all really works, because, hey, nobody likes surprises, and we all like to understand things, and, of course, you've heard Kevin on the show here for many, many years and here every week, so no games played here, as we will say. I mean, everything is just cut and dry to the way it works, Kevin, but I think some people may get confused on that. So
absolutely.
First of all, and we covered this last week on the show, but just, boy, the importance of getting an attorney. And I tell people this, hey, look, when you hear that a percentage that an attorney may take, yeah, you may hate to give that up, but I'm telling you, just in my opinion, you will probably reap more reward than you're giving up with a good attorney like yourself.
Yeah, completely agree. And, you know, the idea with the, first of all, in tort claims, and that's what a car accident is or a slip and fall or wherever you have an injury where you're saying somebody else is negligent, you're not able to get attorney fees as a separate claim of damages, period. So you're always going to have that sort of baggage, unfortunately, with regard to an attorney. So the issue is most individuals who handle these sorts of claims do it on a contingency fee. Okay. And what that means is that we get a percentage of what we collect at the end of the lawsuit or at the end of the matter getting resolved, and what we collect for you, we get a percentage of that. And the idea there is that a person that's hurt doesn't have to, I mean, nobody has $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 just sitting around waiting to pay a lawyer to represent you when you're injured and you're not working. I mean, nobody does that. And so the system is set up with these contingency fees, and the idea is that we get that percentage. Whether we are there at the last day to settle your claim or the first day. And so when people talk to me about the fees and it seems like a lot, I say, well, hopefully they're coming to me right after the accident.
Sure.
It's because then we can help them all the way through it. And if you think about the work that we do for the entirety of the case, you're much better off to pay us a percentage at the end and have us do all of that work, because on an hourly basis, it becomes less and less as we work on the case. People that wait until the end to get a lawyer because they think they can manage the case on their own generally don't get as good of outcome. They just don't, because they don't I mean, think about anything that we do as a profession every day. You're going to know things more about radio programming than I am when I come in once a week, and you're doing it 5 days a week, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. 365 days a year.
Right.
So it's the same thing with this sort of practice, is that we're going to spot issues and we're going to help you get around the landmines so that you don't have real problems with your case. Or we can talk to you about those things early on to try to mitigate those things. And it's the same price. And so the interesting thing, I was having a conversation with another friend of mine about just how competitive for law firms, because we all see it. We all see the advertising, the buses, the billboards, radio, TV, all of that. And the reason that it is because all of us that do this sort of work want to help people and then obviously make a profit as well. There's no question.
Sure.
We're there to do that. And we're motivated to get people the maximum recovery because then we make more money. And as long as we all agree that that's what we're doing, I mean, we want to make sure that people get, you never get compensated the total amount that you're entitled to, period. Because mm-hmm. jurors in Colorado are conservative and they're always skeptical of the plaintiff that's got their hand out looking for money. Plain and simple. And the insurance companies do a really nice job of trying to show the McDonald's case and those other sort of outlier cases where jurors have paid a lot of money to plaintiffs like they didn't deserve it.
Sure.
My experience is that jurors in Colorado, when they get the evidence, they generally get it right. And they get it right because six people making a decision unanimously, there's a lot of negotiation and a lot of discussion when they deliberate about what took place. One or two people can sort of get you the outliers, either for the insurance companies or for the plaintiffs. Mm-hmm. But when you get six people in a room doing that, you have more likely that you're going to get sort of what people believe in that particular jurisdiction is appropriate.
Just, gotcha.
That's just what it is. So from the standpoint of what the work that we do in helping people, you know, 95% of the people have never actually stepped foot in a courtroom mm-hmm. to go through a jury trial. I mean, they just don't understand the process. And so that's where we bring all of those years of experience to help you understand why, when we say, you know, corroborating your medical expenses and making sure that you have witnesses for certain things to talk about, you know, what you've had for pain and suffering is so important and why, is because we've been there. We've fought that fight in a courtroom and we know what jurors like to see. And that's the sort of expertise you get and the experience that you get from us, and then you have to pay for that in the contingency fee. That's just how it works.
Sure.
Because most people couldn't do it if you came to me and you had a significant injury, we knew that it was going to be thousands of hours of work. You know, if you were just doing it on an hourly basis, we would want a significant retainer.
Mm-hmm.
And people just don't have that.
Sure.
And so that's sort of why the process works the way it does. And it's really beneficial for the client, because then you get, whether it's our firm or other firms that do this sort of work, you're getting really experienced people mm-hmm. that are looking out for the best interest of the client. And then, of course, themselves, because the more money we can make for the client, the more money we make.
Right, sure.
And we have these conversations with people through the process sometimes. I had one this week with a client who believed that her claim is worth a lot more than what I think a jury will award her. And I'm always one that's willing to have those frank conversations so that people understand what their claims are worth, because I think it's helpful for them to be educated. And mm-hmm. it was an hour-long conversation with her. I said, I can show you jury verdicts of exactly your same sort of case and what we have for sort of a sample size of what, because you don't know what a jury is going to do.
Sure.
Because it's six people that get together that have never met each other before, right? Because that's one of the questions right. they ask you is, you know, in the mountain communities, you have more people that know each other, and so you'll have more interactions with people that may have an understanding of what each other will think. But the majority of the time in the metro area, for example, the people have never met each other, and so then they have to meld as a group to make some decisions mm-hmm. unanimously. And that takes some time, and that generally is something that you need to work with in thinking about how you want to present evidence and educating individuals. And so all of that means that you're getting that sort of advice and really helping you through the claim that you wouldn't be able to do on your own. You're
right.
Just not able to do it.
Sure. And we touched on this last week as well, but another great benefit of this is, you know, if you have health insurance, I'll let Kevin explain this. You know, of course, you can use that. But if not, Kevin, you can help folks get the treatment they need. And again, not be out any money right now.
Right.
You can settle all that at the end with a lien.
Yeah, sort of historically, how that came about is back in 2003, we used to be a no-fault state. And so we would have the PIP protection with our auto insurance. And mm-hmm. so a lot of the medical expenses were paid through your auto insurance in your garden variety sort of rear-end case. And that sunsetted and that went away. And then it created this whole industry and a vacuum of need for services from doctors that were willing to sort of plod along with you through these cases because they would do it on a lien versus a lot of people don't have health insurance or their health insurance has such large copays that it would be difficult for you to get the needed care that you would get. And of course, the insurance companies early on were like, oh, that's just so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But then there were so many people that needed the care and the doctors were willing to help them. It's really worked into a really nice system because the defense is able to scrutinize some of what the doctors are doing, saying whether it's reasonable or not. The amount billed is scrutinized. And so the whole system still adversarial, but it really helps the client and the patient out and gets you credible care that gets you taken care of. And the nice thing is you don't have the copays. You don't have all of those things that you would have with health insurance if you had it. And
mm-hmm.
health insurance is still the best way to go.
Okay.
I always think Medicaid, Medicare, health insurance, all of those avenues are the best for the client because at the end of the day, they're going to pay less for their health benefits because they have contractual obligations with, I mean, our health system is so broken.
Oh, no.
Because what the health providers bill, and that's what I get to use for reasonable medical expenses in Colorado, that's great for plaintiffs, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But because there's so many different relationships and contracts that different health insurance providers use and Medicare and Medicaid, the billed amount then becomes a much different amount when it's actually paid. It would be so difficult to determine what the reasonable amounts is because it's all over the board that we get to use the actual billed amount, which is never the paid amount except when you have MedPay, for example. But the reason that complexity has been caused is because there's so many different people that have got their hand in the cookie jar trying to get parts of that money. You know, the management of the health systems, and we're seeing a consolidation of sort of all of the primary care physicians into large groups, and the system is just changing overall. And the reason it's changing is because people are recognizing the profit centers in these urgent cares and the hospitals and the different places,
mm-hmm.
that it isn't the doctors that are getting paid more, it's the middle management people.
Yeah.
And the folks that are running those facilities that end up with the profit, in my opinion. And that's what's causing the problems that we're having. How does that affect a personal injury case? Well, it affects it because if you have health insurance, you will get the care that you need. If you have Medicare or Medicaid, you're on waiting lists for things because there's so many people that have those sorts of insurances.
Mm-hmm.
And then the liens are covering and really helping and being more responsive to those individuals that really need critical care. And I'm talking about chiropractic care. I'm talking about physical therapy, injections, all the things that you really need a lot of times in the case of car accident cases or even the slip and fall, the premises liability.
Sure.
And we get people better faster.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, we talk about, well, what's your role? Certainly it's to get people compensated, but my first role is to get people better physically first.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care whether it minimizes the claim or not. I want to get people better faster because long term, that's what people really care about.
Yeah.
The money is secondary.
For sure.
Yeah.
You're listening to Legal Talk with Attorney Kevin Flesh. Once again, his number, 303-806-8886. And we're just trying to go through some things here to help you understand kind of what takes place in a personal injury case and how the attorney fees and agreements work. Now, let's say you've got your vehicle messed up and then, of course, you're messed up from a medical side. When does the automobile collision part, is that kind of separate? when that gets handled, I mean, that insurance money goes to that, or is that percentage also figured in your?
So we get a percentage of the gross proceeds.
Okay.
So many times the insurance company doesn't designate, you know, this portion is for your medical, this portion is for your non-economics, the pain and suffering. So it's a total amount. And so the way it works, so easy example. You have $25,000 in medical expenses. That's the amount that was billed.
Okay.
We settle the case for $75,000. So that's the total amount that we settle it for. So we get a third of that, for example. That's what a normal percentage is. So we would get $25,000 for the attorney fees. Any costs, anything that I write a check for would be an addition.
Okay.
So, and sometimes people have trouble with that.
I know, that's one thing to go through.
Yeah, so the cost, they're like, wait a second, you get all this money for attorney fees, and why aren't you covering all the costs in the attorney fees? Well, the attorney fees are compensating us for our time working on the case, staff and attorneys. And then the costs are things that I'm essentially loaning you money when I write a check. You know, the filing of a lawsuit in Colorado now is almost $600. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not asking you to put up that money. Because most people don't have that, and that would sort of chill the fact that we'd have to file a lawsuit, as well as, you know, getting medical records, having to depose doctors, for example. Doctors don't testify for free. They're, you know, they're generally, their rate of testimony is anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 an hour.
Oh, wow.
You know, okay. I mean, so normally if we have three doctors testify in a trial, I'm talking about $10,000 or $12,000 in expenses to get them into the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that I'm writing a check for. And again, I'm loaning money to the client, essentially.
Sure.
Because in our fee agreements, we talk about the fact that, you know, if we don't recover, we don't have to, the client doesn't have to pay us. So in our example, the $75,000, the $25,000 goes to the attorney fees. And then we're negotiating the back end of those medical expenses. You know, so let's say they were billed $25,000, but they only paid $10,000. So what we'll normally do in that situation is we'll then go to the provider who has what's called a subrogation interest. They have the right to be paid back because they've, again, mm-hmm. provided a service, but now the client has gotten money for that service through the medical, and they now have to pay them back for that because otherwise they'd double recover. They would get both the medical expenses. And sometimes the clients say, well, I'm paying for that health insurance. I'm paying for them to pay those things. Mm-hmm. And they're absolutely right. but in the event that you get money for that service, then you have to repay them. Otherwise, it wouldn't be fair to them. At any rate, that's the whole idea of the subrogation. So, but what we do then is we negotiate with those individuals to reduce the amount that they get paid. So let's say we reduce it by a third because that's what you're paying me to resolve the claim to begin with. So that $10,000 claim now becomes $6,600, $6,700. And the remainder then goes to the client. So at the end of the day, the client has been made whole from the standpoint of what they had to pay for medical. They've taken mm-hmm. care of that. And then the remainder of what they get is related to the what's called the non-economic damages, those damages that I don't have a receipt for that has been paid for something to help them with their care or something at home for self-care, or, you know, mowing the lawn, those sorts of things. The non-economic damages is for the pain and suffering and for the disruption in their life that that we all know occurs when you have a car accident.
Right.
And so that money is then used, they can use it for whatever they want. They can use it to resolve some issues that they have maybe relating to their injuries, or they can use it to, you know, do something that makes them happy. Because
mm-hmm.
that's the other thing that we normally talk about in settling these cases, is that there's so much drama and there's so much emotionality relating to someone being hit and having their life disrupted, and that they feel really put upon, and certainly understandably so, when these things happen. And so then how to resolve them, we can only resolve it through money.
Sure.
Right? But that money can buy things that will make you happy. And sometimes those things that make you happy have nothing related to the accident,
mm-hmm.
but has everything related to what will maybe get you back to 100% in your own life,
mm-hmm.
emotionally and otherwise.
Yeah. Kevin Flesh is with us. It is Flesh and Beck Law. Write this phone number down. Put it in your phone, 303-806-8886. Always a free initial consultation with Kevin or his team at Flesh and Beck Law on any legal matter. So once again, the number 303-806-8886. So, I want to talk about the free consult a little bit, because, you know, so many times I've asked people, you know, after they've had an accident, well, did you call an attorney? Well, no, you know, and I said, well, look, it's a free consult.
Right.
And Kevin will let you know if it's worth meeting
right.
with him or not,
yeah.
or at least explain the lay of the land. So it always just it confuses me, and I'll just say aggravate, even as a radio, because I see so many stories out there where if they would have just called you early on, it could have really, really helped them.
Exactly. And even in those situations where we have the discussion and I give them, we'll go through the economics of what it is. Because sometimes on smaller cases, especially property damage, but on the personal injury side, we'll go through and we'll say, well, where are you at with regard to your treatment and what do you have? And if you have, you know, minimal amounts of treatment and the insurance company is being fair in its estimation of what the case is worth, we'll talk about what they get in their pocket with what they have to do currently versus our efforts and then what we will have for compensation and what they'll end up with in their pockets. Sort of as a guarantee,
right?
Because if I don't add value, then I'm not taking a fee on it. Doesn't make any sense to me, and it's not fair to the potential client. And so what have they wasted? First of all, it's going to be
sure,
and then they understand sort of the pitfalls with where they're going with what they've been offered, and alternatively, they get to make a credible decision about whether or not it makes sense to go forward with us. And yeah, I always question folks that are like, why? I mean, it's free, and there's some real reason. I love to meet with people in person because I want to get to know them. They should get to know me. They should want to meet me in person because I think it's really helpful for them to make some decisions about how I'm going to be in a courtroom and how I'm going to interact with the insurance companies, how I'm going to interact with them, whether or not they feel comfortable making sure, because it's a trusting relationship that we're entering into. And then I want to make sure from our conversations what their expectations are. Because if I have a client that has a hangnail for an injury and they want $1 million, that's a client that I'm never gonna get the expectations that they want. And so we have that conversation, and sometimes it's a difficult conversation to have, and sometimes I'm not the lawyer for them, and that's okay. But it's still free.
Yeah.
And so
and to me, you want to talk about, okay, who has risk here?
Yeah.
You!
Mm-hmm. I have all the risk.
Because you're the one that's going to be doing the work, okay? And, you know,
and I still have payroll, and
And you got to pay all your team, the people that help put everything together.
Right.
So all the risk is there. I mean, folks, hey, it's a great value.
So there's a lot of, you know, we're talking about advertising and things like that that lawyers do. And there's a number of ads out there that would suggest that the decision about the lawyer that you pick is a significant decision. And I would agree to that to some degree.
Right.
I think that what people have to do, and the reason that we offer the free consultation, is because you need to find somebody that you are certain that you trust through the whole process, because there's always going to be something that happens in the case. I'd love to say that all of the cases that we handle over the last 28 years have gone flawlessly.
Sure.
But it's not the case. Right. Because there's another side of this equation that's adversarial to you in the defense that's always trying to poke holes in things. They're always trying to make you question whether or not the claim has validity and whether or not the claim is worth what you think it's worth. And that's the beauty of our adversarial system, because then you present it to six people that don't have any, they have no interest in the outcome. Jurors have, I mean, actually they have negative interest.
Mm-hmm.
The only interest they have is that they get all the evidence quickly and thoroughly, and that they can make a decision as quickly as possible, because then they can go back to their lives, because we're basically taking them out of their lives for several days. And so from the standpoint of making this decision, you want to have the ability. I mean, when people say, well, what do I charge for the consultation? I'm like, I'm not charging you anything, because I think it would taint the process in the event that I was saying, yeah, it's an hour and it's $300 for this consult, because then you're going to really want something of value, most people.
Sure.
And if you don't get it, then you're going to be really disappointed about having to pay $300. And so the nice thing about the free consultation is everybody comes in wide-eyed, recognizing that there's no obligation on anybody's part, and then you can have a real discussion about the matter.
And once we hire you to represent us, then basically all we focus on is getting better.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to get any calls. If we get a call from an insurance company, hey, call my attorney, right?
Yep. All them.
And so we don't really have to deal with anything then.
Right. Generally speaking, the only thing that people have to deal with is related to the property damage side of the claim.
Right.
We'll assist them to some degree, but I don't want to take a percentage of that part of the transaction, because then people are never made whole relating to their vehicle.
Right.
But outside of that, and outside of helping with maybe collection matters, if you don't have the money to pay medical bills and that sort of thing, everything else we handle. Mm-hmm. And everything else we're there as a resource to have discussions with. And so, every once in a while, people will be frustrated by, hey, I don't know what's going on with this. I'm like, pick up the phone, call me. I give you my cell phone number. You
sure.
Text me.
Right.
You know, your staff is available 8 mm-hmm. to 5 every day. We're always available to answer questions for people so that they're not in the dark.
Right.
And we always are following up with people on a regular basis when they're treating to make sure we know what's going on with them, so that when we know day 138th, when the person is done treating, we begin the majority of our work getting medical records and moving forward with the demand, because I am in no hurry to resolve a case as long as you're still treating and it's credible treatment. Mm-hmm. But once you're done, and once you say, I'm as good as I'm going to get, that's when we start really working, because I want to get that demand done as quickly as possible to get you made whole. Or if not, then we move forward with the lawsuit, because
sure.
the longer I wait, the longer you're in limbo. And, mm-hmm. and I know people don't like to be in those places.
Right. Now, the best thing you can do for yourself, okay, again, is put Kevin's number in your phone, 303-806-8886, and then the tip here is make sure you have good insurance, okay? It's a sad conversation, and Kevin, I've heard you talk about them yep. through the years. One client I sent you a year or so ago was hit by a drunk driver, had extensive injuries, and had a $25,000 policy limit. So
that's correct.
Get with your insurance agent, go through, make sure you've got MedPay, all you can afford, make sure you've got uninsured motors, underinsured, get as much of that as you can afford, and just, man, keep that insurance up, because I'm telling you, hopefully you never need it, but when you need it, you need it, and Kevin can help you. Once again, always a free consultation, 303-806-8886. And, hey, we'll be with you all throughout the year here with Legal Talk. And if you've ever got questions, hey, shoot me an email, scott@haystackhelp.com, and we will answer any legal questions for you. You can also text 720-201-8585. That's 720-201-8585. Text in your legal question, and we'll answer those all throughout the year as well. So, Kevin, looking forward to the year with you, sir, and hope it's a great year for you.
Agreed. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Thanks for being with us. For Kevin Flesch, my name is Scott Whatley. Happy New Year to you as well, and we appreciate you joining us today.
Call now for a free consultation with Flesch and Beck Law, 303-806-8886, 303-806-8886, or visit fleschlawfirm.com. That's FLESCH, fleschlawfirm.com. A proven team dedicated to your legal needs.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Thinking rates are too high to buy a home? Wish they were in the threes or fours? Well, your wait is over. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With a 3-2-1 buy-down, you can now purchase a home at 3.193, remaining years at 6.913, with an APR of 6.985. If rates go down, refinance and save even more. On a $400,000 loan, your monthly payment would be over $748 a month less the first year, $511 the second, $262 the third, with a total savings of over $18,000. Before you buy, take AIM, 720-895-0500. 3-to-1 buy-downs available up to 95% loan-to-value. If you're thinking about home ownership, now may be the best time to purchase. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your new home and save thousands in payments. That's 720-895-0500. 80% LTV, 30-year fixed, 6.985% APR, 740 FICO, primary home, rates as of 11/16, NMLS 298191, and rates subject to change.
Do you know what direction the stock market will go? Nope, no one does. But it's extremely important to discover the tools you can use if the market goes up, down, or sideways. These same tools could be used for income strategies or long-term wealth strategies. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 and join us for a free investing class right here at OTA. Text the word investing to the number 210-210 today. Also, check out the podcast, Investing and Trading Live, wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have our good friend Scott Hinkey back with us on site consulting. It is onsitedenver.com. That's onsitedenver.com. Their number 720-482-8383. Scott, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you again.
Well, what's been going on in the computer world? What are folks, anything new folks are coming in with, problems that you're like, wow, I've never seen that before? Probably not.
I've been doing this for 40 years, and so I've seen a lot of things, but sometimes you don't see them now. Like, for instance, we're fixing somebody's XP computer. They have a piece of software that's thousands of dollars, and it will only work on an XP computer. So we have to find an old computer that'll support XP. We found out that ones that are 15 years old don't. We have to go back further and find one older that we could load XP on. Then we have to find drivers, which makes the sound and the video work. And I used to do this 15 years ago, but I haven't done it in that long. So the guys in the office are like, okay, now how do you find a Windows XP driver to run your Ethernet? So that thing. But we've got another computer I just worked on this morning that's a Windows 7 computer. And I had to go through this rigmarole to find an older computer that would support Windows 7 to get everything loaded so we can move this guy's program over to another Windows 7 computer. So the kind of things like that. But that's the good thing of longevity, as I've seen this before. Sure. It was a decade ago. Yeah. But I've seen this before. And, you know, we've got a good staff, and they're all trained with a lot of stuff, mostly the newer stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like I have to show them, okay, on XP, this is how you did this, and this is how you did this.
So what did a laptop, or we'll say a computer, what did a computer run when you first started? I don't even
Oh, like $2,000.
I mean, I thought they were quite a
$2,000 for like a Pentium 1 computer. And then, of course, that goes down in price. And back then, they didn't have trackpads. They had a ball. Mm-hmm. The original ones had a track ball on the thing in there, and you had to roll that. And before that, they didn't even have that. You know, you had to just use DOS. That means use your little arrow keys and go up and down and left and right. So,
wow.
It's been a long time working with computers, and things change all the time.
Sure.
You know?
Well, and I mention that because, hey, Scott said 40 years. These guys just got a great award recently.
Oh, yeah. We got number one IT company in Colorado from the most prestigious company, a magazine in Colorado, Colorado Biz Magazine. They feature a lot of businesses and a lot of community things and people who give to the community. And we're number one IT company. So we beat every IT company in Colorado.
And there's a lot.
There's a lot of people. And I'm really proud of that. You know, we want to keep up to that level of customer service that we've had in the past. We have a lot of employees. It makes me feel funny because I have to pay a lot of people in today's payday. You know, we've got 9 employees that we pay, and they're great, and they love computers, and they love helping people. Mm-hmm. So that's what kind of got us to that point. We don't think of this as a job, but we want to just a service or a ministry to somebody. Hey, I want to help you out of this mess. And the mess that people are mostly in is everything's crashed, like everything is gone, and or they've been scammed. You know, there's so many scams out there now that are just trickier and trickier. And I have one, I was just looking at it. It said Allstate claim. You need to log into your Allstate account to settle your claim or something like that. And I recently, somebody hit me who had Allstate. So I thought this was the same thing. You know, you kind of just assume that, but you really got to look at it. Mm-hmm. Really? You know, and it's like, this is nothing to do with my car. I already settled that claim. Why would they come to me again after they've already paid me for hitting my car?
Right.
So you just got to think things through and don't instinctively just click on the button, click download, and then your computer's infected.
Absolutely. Again, Scott Hinkey is with us. It is OnSite Consulting. Their address is 6446 East Hamden Avenue in Denver. And, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of things we all need fixed, but usually, I assume, when everybody walks in, you've probably never heard this where they're like, oh, hey, just keep it as long as you need it, you know, just let me know when it's ready. I mean, people are, they want it back like in 5 minutes.
Right. We usually do, we have fast service period anyway. One of our competitors in town has a 3 week waiting period before they will look at your computer. Because they look at, you know, people, when things go wrong, they go to the biggest store that's next to their house. Mm-hmm. And they're 3 weeks before they will turn it on, which is nuts. So we have usually a 48-hour turnaround, so that's really good. And we even have a priority service. We didn't used to do this, but we found out people will pay. There's a place in town that's $200 or $250 to be put in the front of the queue, and the technician drops everything and works on your computer, which you think is crazy. So ours is $100, but people will pay it. And I was surprised, and we'll be glad to drop everything if you want us to. Sure. But, you know, we get things back pretty fast.
Right. So I guess we could say it this way. You fix, you refurbish, and really kind of build from the ground up a custom computer if someone
wants
one.
Right. We do pretty much the whole gambit of things, from tutoring. We even have somebody who just sits with you that explains your computer. I had a lady the other day. This was funny because it took – I was on the phone with her for almost a half an hour figuring out what I said, go to the box. She didn't know how to turn off her computer. Okay. She kept pushing the off button, the physical button. And I said, well, that's not really the way to do it. You got to go to the bottom. What bottom? Okay. The bottom left-hand corner where there's four little squares and that's the Windows symbol. You're going to click on that. She goes, oh, well, mine's in the middle of the screen. Okay. I said, well, like Windows 11 puts it on the middle of the bar. I said, I don't think, well, whatever. Just click on those four little squares and a menu is going to come up and you go to shutdown. There is no menu. And when she got really frustrated, and I was getting frustrated, and she brought it in. And she was clicking on the giant desktop picture on one of the Windows backgrounds. It has a Windows symbol. It's like a blue and white symbol that represents Windows on your background screen. You know, not clouds or the cat. It's got a Windows thing. She was clicking on the middle of the screen because it had the Windows symbol that I was talking about. So anyway, but it took, you know, we work with people, tutoring.
Right.
And we fix stuff. We've got one of the fastest and best repair shops in town. And
does your rate go by age?
No.
Between people always 40 ask and that. 50, this much an hour. Yeah. Over 50, this much an
hour.
Oh,
we should do that.
Yeah.
No, people always ask for a senior discount. I said, are you kidding me? We're faster and better than anybody. We're half price of everybody else. You're getting your discount. They said, well, okay. And they drop it off anyway. But, yeah, we fix stuff. We have a refurbished section, so that means – you know, a lot of computers, you don't need to buy a new computer every single 5 years.
Okay.
You could refurbish it just by putting in a new hard drive, doing updates, the newest operating system and stuff at a lot cheaper price. But some people just want to refurbish their computers. And we buy these from auctions and government and schools and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we'll fix them up and sell them for usually half to a third of the price of a new computer. Right. Some people don't need the fanciest thing out there. So, you know, anywhere from, let's say, $200. Of $600. You can get a new computer, high-speed drive, Windows 10, i5, i7. But we've also started building computers. So, you know, we know how to fix a broken computer and a refurbished computer. Of course, we know how to fix a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
So we go buy the parts, put it together, and you can have a top-of-the-line computer for less than what you get at a retail store, plus higher quality parts. So in a store, they'll put in a 230-watt power supply. That's the thing that puts all the electricity in your computer.
Right.
And when the power spikes happen, those can go bad. We put in a 500 watt, which is twice as good as the other one. We have a lifetime warranty on our memory. Okay, memory doesn't go bad that often, so we put a lifetime warranty on there. And all this at about the same price as one you'd buy at the store. So custom-built computer, let's say somebody wants 16 gigs or they want two hard drives or three hard drives, a special video card, like if you're a gamer. The video card itself is what costs probably half of the price of the computer.
Okay.
So like a $700 video card, they've got ones for now over $1,000 just so you can play your little Fortnite game in your basement, right, with none of your friends because you don't have any friends. But we could take the custom computer,
sure,
buy whatever video card you want, and put it in there, and you'll have a really high-speed computer available for you.
So what's the most memory?
128 gigs we've put in somebody's computer. Don't know why. Anybody would need that. Other than gaming, if you do like stock quotes and you have six screens on your computer, six, not three, but six screens, maybe you'd come close to needing 128 gigs of memory. But most people don't need that. You know, with the high-speed drives, it's almost like a high-speed that everything's high speed.
What's an average computer come with?
8.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And you can get by with 4. Like my computer at my office, I've got 8 in there, and I try to see if I can max it out. You know, when I'm bored, I open up every program just to see what my little meter says. And I'm up to about 5. You don't need more than 8.
Gotcha.
People think, yeah, if I have 16, I'll work faster. Well, not really. If you have 32, I'll work faster. Well, I don't know if you're really going to do that. You know,
right.
And a lot of these people type with 2 fingers anyway. You're only going to type so fast, no matter how much memory you put into a computer. But some people want the newest, best possible thing, and
sure,
we'll build that for you if you want us to.
Absolutely. Once again, Scott Hinke is our guest. It's On-Site Consulting, non-geeky guys who can communicate. Hey, that's their tagline, and I promise you this is a great company. We've been using them for many, many years, and they would love to help you. And Scott's always super kind in helping all of our listeners. So give them a call if you've got any questions or problems, 720-482-8383. Now, you mentioned parts, and I've just been thinking back all these last couple of years and,
yeah,
you know, the automotive guys waiting on chips, different, yep, things like that. Has there been a problem along the way over these last few years in getting parts?
There were parts getting video cards all through COVID because everybody didn't go to work. Everybody stayed at home, needed, mm-hmm, more than one monitor, and they're playing video games. Like kids are playing video games and adults are playing video games and senior citizens are playing video games. I need a better video card. There was a rush on video cards. You had lines out of the local store here for people waiting till the doors open to get a card if they had any in stock. It's really kind of weird. Prices have just started jumping for the high-speed drives. They jumped 50% or 100%. They doubled in price in the past year,
wow,
which is weird. But then every once in a while, they'll drop again. And it's like, why did it just drop? It doesn't make any sense. And then some of the processors, I just read an article that in October, the Intel processors, when you hear i5, i7, those are Intel processors, and those are going to jump up considerably, like 40% in October.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just starting to hit.
Right. And then I was asking you about scams before we came on air here, what you're seeing, and a lot of these come in email forms, some of them pop-ups. Are most of them pop-ups that get people in trouble, or is it kind of a 50-50 deal?
It's 50-50. People get an email, and it says Microsoft, must be true. It says Wells Fargo Bank, must be true. I haven't had Wells Fargo for 2 years, but, you know, that doesn't, you know, you got to think this through. Do I even have Wells Fargo? But the same thing, these pop-ups will come up all the time, and there's a lot of really common ones. We could talk about that in a minute, but people just click on it. Whatever it is on my screen that pops up, I'm going to click on it, and I'm going to do it. That doesn't make any sense, okay? If somebody came to your front door and said, you need to buy this, you don't necessarily buy it. You got to think twice.
Right. So on emails real quick, and then we'll take a break and come back. On emails real quick, what are just some things? If you put the email comes up, as you scan that email, what are just a few of the things that you're looking for to see if that's a legit email? Because some of them are pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to use the logos from the company, and that's what catches your attention, mm-hmm, if it says Microsoft. But you'll notice that the logo's not right. Like, there's a one for Best Buy, and it's not the Best Buy logo. It just says Best Buy. Also, look at the return address. If it has a Gmail address, it's not that person, you know, or AOL.
Good point, yeah. All right. Once again, On-Site Consulting, we'll come back. We'll talk about pop-ups and, hey, go by and see Scott and his team. They'll be glad to help you. 720-482-8383, onsitedenver.com.
Zip around the neighborhood, commute to work, or ride the trails on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are electric bikes that are fun and easy to ride. Pedal assist technology flattens the steepest hills. At eBike of Colorado, we have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Just try it. Take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Choosing Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center almost 20 years ago was one of the best decisions we ever made for our pets. Hey, this is Scott Whatley, and I know it's a busy time of the year for all of us, but it's no reason to forget about our pets. Our pets are a part of our family, and they need their checkups and preventative care just as we humans do. Whether a pet is new to the family or has been a family member for many years, regular checkups are the foundation of our pet's overall health. Depending on your pet's age, A preventative care visit will include the basics, such as an exam and vaccinations, diet and weight management, and parasite preventatives. But it could also involve a spay or neuter discussion, microchipping, concerns about house training, or behavior issues. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the medical team will take the time to get to know your pet and address the concerns you have about your pet's care. It's what your pet deserves, and it's good medicine. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, or surgical care, boarding, grooming, behavior training, pet foods, or pet care products, you'll find it at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, the place where my pets go. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. And don't forget to visit their website at LoneTreeVet.com.
You're listening to AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, Scott Hinke is with us on site consulting. Once again, their location, 6446 East Hamden Avenue, just right off Hamden and I-25 there in the King Supers parking lot. And Scott, just to mention that, man, I mean, when I say easy parking, yeah, King Supers get crowded, yeah. But it is very easy for folks that maybe don't do a lot of walking or whatever. Hey, yeah. Usually you can get a spot right there by your door and just walk right in.
Yeah, I would like to clarify. I used to say we're in the King Supers parking lot, and one person said, "You're in the parking lot?"
Oh.
Like, do you have a tent? I said, "No, we don't have a tent." We're adjacent to the parking lot.
Right. Okay, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, but he actually thought I had a tent in the parking lot, so I'm not there.
All right, okay. Good deal. All right, we're talking about these pop-ups and now. So all of a sudden we're all just working along, all of a sudden something pops up, something about, you mentioned the antivirus, Norton and
McAfee. So those are the American antivirus programs, by the way. I mean, people hear about them. Peter Norton was this guy that invented antivirus programs like 25 years ago. He used to be on the front of the box and stuff like that. And McAfee is another American company. So people, Americans, see these things a lot. So they thought, oh, it must be true. First, they're not that great. Usually the European antivirus programs are best because that's where all the viruses are being made, in Europe, which is ironic. But one's called Bitdefender. Kaspersky is from Russia, so now they think Russians are hacking into our computers through Kaspersky. ESET, and there's one called F-Secure, and some other weird names, okay, that most people don't understand. But you get a pop-up that says Norton has expired. You need to do whatever. And so people just click on it, okay? And it's just crazy. You don't have Norton, right? You've never had Norton. And people call us, and they said, I thought you recommended that other European antivirus program. I said, we did. So why am I getting a pop-up for this? I said, because it's a scam. So what it's trying to do is tell you something's expired, like you need to renew it, or you're already expired. They're creating a sense of urgency. So you have to click on it or call the phone number, and then you end up talking to somebody in another country with an accent. Okay, so you know this is probably not McAfee. And they're requiring you to pay $500 for the lifetime subscription of whatever. And you argue, and they say, oh, sir, we discount it. We discount it to $99.99. And then you say, oh, that's a great deal. Lifetime antivirus for $99.99. Yes, sir, very much so. And then you pay it. So
if you talk to the same guy,
yeah. But if you, and then you're not just giving him $99 to start with, you're not going to get a product, and you've given a stranger your credit card number. This is a complete stranger.
Right.
Okay. It sounds really good. They said, but he said my firewall was down. I said, no, it wasn't. You don't even have, I mean, Windows has a built-in firewall to keep people from hacking in your computer. Your router from Comcast or CenturyLink or whoever your provider is, they have a built-in firewall to keep people from hacking in. Your firewall is fine, but they use a lot of big words. Oh, your SCSI port is very SCSI, and we need to clean the SCSI off of the port, and you need to get this program to clean it. And so you think you need this, and you pay them $99, right? So you got to not pay them. It sounds all these scams sound so legitimate, okay? And you've just got to think twice, and you can ask somebody. Call your nephew or your neighbor. Have your neighbor run over and says, is this pop-up real? Take a picture of it with your phone. People do this all the time with us. They'll call us and say, I got a pop-up and it told me to do something. Should I do it? Well, what does it say? I don't remember. Well, did it say Microsoft? I think it did, but maybe it didn't. So if you have a pop-up on your screen, get your phone out and take a picture of it so you could talk legitimately to somebody else.
Sure.
Okay. We have people all the time coming in, and they say, something's not right on my computer. Okay, what's wrong? I don't know. I can't remember. We'll write it down next time and then bring in that note with you to tell us.
So what usually happens, you click on it, and, you know, it is one of these scams, and just by clicking on it, does your computer start running different at that instant, or is it over time? Or?
No, usually if you click on it, it's going to pop up a warning that says, warning, you're going to download something. This is dangerous.
And we still do
it. And you still do it. Okay. So it doesn't automatically go. It could.
Right.
But most of them actually are downloading a program or something that's going to change your computer. And you're the one, I want to say idiot, you're the idiot that clicked on the button that said, do not click on this button.
Right.
It's very dangerous to do this. Oh, okay. And you click yes. Right. And you got to think that's how they're getting around it, though. You call a phone number, which is a 1-888 number. And they have typos usually. That's what gets me, and it's really funny, to read the typos that somebody has sent you.
Mm-hmm.
Dear blessed sir, we most heartedly want to help you, or something like that.
Yeah,
and so if you see that, that means it's probably written from somebody whose language is not English. Because, see, and the reason they do that, nothing to do with people who don't speak English. It's because it's harder to prosecute somebody in another country, right? Okay. I can't go find the guy in the East that's done this scam. No idea. You could YouTube some things. There are some hackers that can reverse hack somebody. They let somebody remote into their computer, and they find a way to reverse hack into the call center. You know, they have call centers in other countries that teach people how to scam people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good customer service they're teaching. They're teaching you need to tell them there's something wrong with their SCSI port, right? Well, their parallel ports are not parallel anymore. And, you know, they get you to believe this stuff.
Right.
And you end up paying them thousands of dollars. I've had people scammed out of tens of thousands of dollars because they fell for one of these. I'm not kidding. Life savings. We had one lady. I read about it in the Washington Post or one of those places that was scammed out of something like $200,000. She mortgaged her house because she was told by the FBI that this is what she needs to do to catch this criminal. Okay. And it went over a period of months. Not just a quick phone call, but they kept calling her back and had this whole scheme going for months. And they said, you're going to go to the bank. You got to get a line of credit, but don't tell them why you're getting the line of credit. That'll let the scammers know that we're on to them. Okay. They kept going on, and she sent these people $200,000.
Wow. So now we click on it. Your computer's messed up. We bring it to you. Then what's your first steps in once you feel like something's wrong?
First, we got to find out if they're still logged into your computer. And they usually are. If you let somebody into your
computer. Can you track that?
We can't track it.
Okay.
Of where it came from. We could find an IP address, which is, it'll tell you somewhere in India or somewhere in Singapore, you know, but that doesn't help you find the guy.
Sure.
And the point is we just get the program off that's they put on there. I've had people with three programs on there before, three remote programs. That means this is the third time they've been scammed. They just called me the third time. I said, you got three programs running. People are in your computer. Oh, are they doing anything? I don't know. They've been on there for months. This one said it was installed 6 months ago. And there's ways you can capture people's passwords off the computer. So if you let somebody in there, one of my questions is, did they ever open a screen with a bunch of passwords on there? Because there are places in the computer that store all those passwords, little stars, you know? And you could go in there, you as a person or the scammer could go in there and see all of your passwords for your bank, your IRA, your retirement account, your investments account. And if you do, you've got to change all those passwords. And my clients hate it when I say that you have to do that. They said, oh, it's really not that bad, is it? I said, yes. You may get identity theft in the next month, or you should just go change all your passwords for the next week.
Mm-hmm.
You got to log into First Bank. You got to change your password. You got to get, you know, this back and forth. It'll take you 15 minutes per password. And if they saw all your passwords, you should do this for all your accounts, which is a couple hours.
Sure. Once again, if you're just joining us, Scott Hinke is with us. It's Onsite Consulting, onsitedenver.com. That's O-N-S-I-T-E, denver.com. The phone number is 720-482-8383. One thing I want to mention before we get out today is your ability to transfer from one computer to another. Someone buys a new computer, and normally it changes a lot what the pages look like and where different things are that we're all used to. And yes, you did this for Victoria, my wife, and did an excellent job. But man, I think she had this new computer for a year just because she was afraid. And we hadn't really talked about it much on the show, and now that's why I always want to bring it up, because there may be other folks like that. But and I think you're only – I mean, I don't know anybody else that does it.
I don't know anybody either that does it the way we do.
Yeah.
So what the way we used to do it was the way that everybody used to do it, is we send somebody out to your house. Because I remember talking to your wife. She said, last time, Travis was here for 4 hours. And you know how long it took him to get all my shortcuts in the right place? 4 hours. I said, I know. And Travis is a technician, and he's still with us. We had to go to move their data, like move their pictures and stuff. And then we go to their house and say, Victoria, what did your toolbar look like? Oh, I had First Bank and this and that. We had to go set up all those things. And all of your passwords are now gone too, right? The saved passwords. So we have to help people set that up. And we have to install your printer and your wireless and your solitaire and everything, right? It took 4 hours. So now we have this way that we can kind of like take a snapshot from one to another, and everything moves. Favorites, your passwords, your Wi-Fi, your printer settings. So your Wi-Fi passwords is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Everything. It moves over, and you get there and you go, wow, cool. And you're just up and running pretty quickly. That's what we're doing right now. I told you about this Windows 7 to Windows 7. We have to use this program to move all of his proprietary stuff to this other computer, and we use this special method that keeps every one of his icons and settings in the right place. And as far as I know, we checked with the company. We have a tool that we use, and we're the only ones in the state of Colorado that use it. I don't know why. Everybody should know about this, so I'm not going to tell everybody what we do. But it's awesome. All this stuff moves over. All your favorites, your history of the web pages you've been on and stuff like that. So we keep it. We know that people are upset when change happens. Mm-hmm. So we want to avoid that tire. We used to have to send somebody out to their house, even if we did this, and make sure everything's okay. Now we don't even do that. We say, okay, go home, plug it in. That's all you got to do when you get home. And that's what we did with your wife, Victoria.
It was perfect.
It was perfect. She was freaked out for 2 days, like, are you sure this is going to go okay? But we made her happy.
Exactly. I know. All right, last minute here, but people need to follow you on social media, Facebook and all, because, you list a lot of great deals there.
Yeah. We've got a YouTube channel, which is kind of good. We'll film some weird stuff that happens in the office, weird spiders that we find in computers and really weird stuff. So we got a YouTube channel. We have an Instagram. I think it's called Computer Heroes, H-E-R-O-E-S. I don't know if that's it or not, so why don't you guys look it up? But you can contact us mainly through the office. We've got a website, OnSite Denver, and then we have our refurb area, and that's a whole different website, PCs for Seniors. PCS, 4 is the number 4, and then Seniors. You can see a lot of our computers there. We don't keep that website perfectly up to date because we sell so many every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just hard. It takes us longer to post a picture.
But you're talking computers, you're talking printers, you're talking...
Yeah, we don't do printers.
I meant monitors.
Printers are a pain. Yeah. Printers are a pain. Go buy another printer. And we don't fix printers. People ask us all the time, how can I get my printer fixed? We know one place in Denver, not too far from the station, that fixes printers, and it's going to be like $150.
Dude, like you say, go buy a new one.
Right? Yeah. $150. Most so we could jiggle a printer for you and jiggle the cartridge and put it back in, but that's about all we do.
Exactly. Well, Scott, as always, thank you very much. Congrats again on being the best IT company in Colorado. Woo-hoo. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Hey, we only give you the best here on Haystack Help Radio, and Scott is it with his crew at OnSite Consulting. So, hey, got any computer issues at all, give him a call, 720-482-8383, 6446 East Hamden. And once again, it's OnSiteDenver.com. Scott, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers.